Staying home and staying safe has been the advice we've been following for several months now because we're in a pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and frankly, some of us are getting a little tired staring at our own backyards, if we're lucky enough to have one, and it's typically a time to hit the road and have a summer vacation. But how safe is it during this global health crisis? We're joined now on 89.1 WEMU to talk about that by Dr. Payal Patel, an infectious disease and internal medicine physician at Michigan Medicine. How are you doing, Doctor?
Nice to talk to you today. I'm doing okay.
So what are your thoughts about summer travel?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's a question on a lot of your listeners' minds. Things have been going worse this summer for coronavirus in the nation. And so what I might have told your listeners a few weeks ago or a few months ago has probably changed even more. There's a lot of active hotspots right now. And so I would really consider twice before leaving with family for an extended travel trip right now.
Now you say extended. What about just like a little weekend getaway to northern Michigan?
Yeah, it's a good question. The problem is, I think that everyone is having the same thought. And so some of those like nice little getaways and summer hotspots that we all think of as very secluded are probably a little more full right now. So taking all of that into consideration before you depart is probably a good idea, remembering that everything is a calculated risk. So, you know, is it worth it to you to go 3 days or 5 days now? And if that impacts maybe your kids getting back to school, would it be better to maybe stay home?
All right, let's get specific. Riding on an airplane, yes or no?
You know, if you don't have to do it right now, I would tell you not to get on a plane if there isn't something compelling you for some reason to get somewhere else in the country.
Staying in a hotel?
Again, if you must stay in a hotel and you're going for some sort of business or family-related thing that has to happen, you can do it. But if you can just do like a short day trip where you're in your own car and you get back to your own place at night, probably safest for you and your family.
So you're in your car and you are taking a trip, but then, you know, the reality is you might have to make a stop, if you know what I mean, on the way somewhere. Let's say a rest stop. How much of a risk of getting an infection or encountering germs are you when stopping at a rest stop?
So this is one that I think people do worry about, but you can protect yourself. So one thing that I think we haven't seen a shortage of is just regular old hand soap, right? So having like a pump, 99-cent little thing of liquid soap with you, making sure you take that into the bathroom with you and wash your hands, I would say, as much as possible, martial arts your way out of that bathroom without having to touch that door handle again. That's the best way to really protect yourself, washing your hands after you've touched common surfaces that other people that are potentially infected have touched.
The governor is really hitting hard on wearing a mask. And even on your campus, University of Michigan, the president, Dr. Schlissel, is now saying masks are mandated inside and outside, right?
Yes. And in fact, it's probably even more important inside because you're in closer proximity with others. Here in the hospital, we've had universal masking for a while now, and we've probably seen much less transmission inside of the hospital than we have out in the community.
So you're definitely a fan of masking up.
Yeah, I think, you know, one way to think about it is if we all put in the work now and really work hard to make sure we're all masked and decreasing how much this infection is getting around, we'll be able to see an end quicker than if we let things just kind of keep riding the way that they have been.
Right. And I think for people like me who love to travel, who love Northern Michigan, I mean, it feeds my soul. I keep telling myself, and I'm sorry to make this personal, but I think it applies to a lot of people, that I can go up north if I, like you say, go to the rest stop, don't touch anything, go into a hotel, wipe everything down with maybe rubbing alcohol or a wipe, and then stay away from everybody else.
Yeah, I think I think that if you are going to go, if you feel like, you know, it's just been too long in your house and you're going to go, the way to do it is the way that you've described and trying to stay outside. So I would really avoid against any indoor dining, being around indoors, other people that you don't know for an extended period of time. If you can hike, be outside, maybe picnic outside, those are safer activities at this point.
How is it going at the hospital these days? We're hearing about an increase in the number of cases. Are you getting an increase in hospitalizations?
Yes. We are doing better than we had been before, but I am, you know, not super optimistic about what's coming up here, especially as people do get antsy and get outside. I'm sure you've seen outside walking around tons of people kind of in close congregations at swimming pools or maybe walking together as a group. A lot of things haven't changed since April, right? We don't have a vaccine. We don't have a cure. Yet something has clicked in people's minds to make them think that we do. And I'm not sure what to do to help people remember that we're still in the middle of a pandemic.
Well, really nothing has changed since April.
Right. Unfortunately, you're right. Even testing, I think, continues to be a barrier. One thing, we're testing in the hospital fairly quickly, but outpatient, when it really matters to know if you have it or not, we're seeing delays of up to a week or 2 weeks. And what do you do while you're waiting for your test? You act as if you don't have coronavirus. So, I mean, I think remembering all of those things and trying to stay home now, just like you did 2 months ago, is the best way to get all of us out of this mess.
Are you seeing that? I know you're an infectious disease and internal medicine specialist, but I keep saying, I think our brains are just changing that we can't do this anymore. So what can you say to inspire us that we need to stick with it and not let our guard down?
You know, I want to say that, like, one, it is going to happen if we make the right moves. You look at the other countries that have been able to bring this down. So you've been able to see success in countries that have really tried to use those infection prevention and public health methods. And if we can do that, not just as a city or state, but as a country, we will be able to get out of this and get that contagiousness down to a level where we're able to truly all go on and get back to our normal lives.
And by get out of this, what specifically can we break it down? Wash your hands, wear a mask, stay home. Yes. Is it still that basic and simple?
Those are definitely the things that all of us can do while, you know, the vaccine scientists are working on the vaccine. Even though it feels like we're in the same place that we were a while ago, we actually had seen improvement, and then it got worse again as people started loosening up, maybe not washing their hands as much, maybe not wearing a mask as much. Those things are just as important now as they were at the beginning of this, and we need to really, really adhere to those precautions.
Stay vigilant.
Yes.
And now we're looking at the start of school, and I think it's so confusing and frustrating. I live next door to a high school principal, and they don't know what to do, and everyone's just kind of waiting for the numbers. And I know the governor said, you know, she'll be watching to see if there's an increase in cases or not. Do you have any thoughts about whether we should have in-class school?
It's so, so difficult because we all know that we want the kids to get back to school.
Right.
It's already made such an impact. I think that that's one of the reasons that we would say, you know, try to get through the summer being as vigilant as you can. That will impact how many new cases we're seeing. If we can get those numbers down, then we could optimistically get into the school season. I would say the other thing that's really important is having the schools listen to some of these infection control measures. We think about this stuff in the hospital all the time. How can we prevent the spread of infection from patient to patient? So thinking about that when we're engineering the school year, you know, whether it's things that have worked in other countries, like some barricades between desks, if that is the best way to do it, those seem like some cheap interventions to try to keep our students safe.
But we're already seeing athletic sports, we're seeing teams practicing, marching bands are wondering what to do, and maybe they're practicing. There's so many different layers to this. Would you say
exactly right?
Go for it? Start practicing band and marching bands okay?
I don't think I'm a marching band alumni myself.
Right.
And, you know, thinking about just all of the things that happen during something like football practice or marching band practice, all of that closeness, that intimacy with your colleagues and your peers, it's just not, you know, thinking about how infections are going up right now, it's just not safe for us to be that close to others right now. So putting a tentative pause right now on some of those activities is probably the wisest thing to do.
Okay, we will definitely keep that in mind. And bottom line, Dr. Patel, should Lisa Berry go to Traverse City or not?
Great question. I think, you know, if I were you, what I would think about is, when do most people want to go? Are they going to go on the weekend?
Right.
Then maybe I should go on a weekday. Are they all going to be staying at this hotel? Maybe I should try an Airbnb. Think about some of those things if you do end up going. But I might tell you to stay home if you can.
All right. Well, hopefully you're staying well. I know you and all your colleagues have been, as I say, on the front lines of this whole pandemic. And we really appreciate your hard work. And we really appreciate you sharing your expertise with us here on 89.1 WEMU. Dr. Payal Patel, University of Michigan, infectious disease and internal medicine physician.
Thank you so much.